A reading from Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in, and he saw the linen cloths by themselves. And then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A blessed Easter to you all. Christ is risen. I know that you're all being good Zoom participants and you are on mute, but I'm sure it would have been a resounding, "He is risen indeed." He is risen indeed. And yet, if you listen closely to our gospel text, Jesus isn't present. According to Luke, Jesus just wasn't there. We don't know where he was or what he was doing. In these 12 verses, we find that the focus of the resurrection is not on Jesus, but on his disciples and the apostles. This week, as the pastors talked about these texts, one of them said to me, "You will be preaching to me, what does it mean to be resurrection people?" I want to explore that with you through the characters that Luke chose to present his resurrection story. Luke begins, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared." To find out who they are, we need to go back a few verses into chapter 23. We find our answer in verse 55. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. These women were followers of Jesus. They had been with him in his ministry. They witnessed the crucifixion. We know this because Luke told us in verse 49, of chapter 23. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. These women were probably still reeling from the horror that they had seen. They were grieving for their Lord and friend. I imagine that that walk to the tomb was slow and laborious. They may have cried. They may have reminisced. They probably felt some fear. What happens now? What do we do? They were doing what people do when a loved one dies. They were grieving and they were making final preparations. They came one last time to care for Jesus. Imagine what they thought when they found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. Many questions must have run through their minds. Did the Romans come and take the body? Did the disciples move Jesus' body? Are we sure that we're in the right place? And their surprise grew even greater when what Luke describes as two men in dazzling clothes stood among them. They were afraid. And what the two men ask of the women is the same question that I ask of you today. Why do you look for the living among the dead? It seems obvious that they were looking for Jesus in a tomb because they had seen him crucified and buried. But then the two men reminded them that Jesus told them that this was going to happen. Then they remembered Jesus' words. Why didn't they remember Jesus' words when he was being crucified? Perhaps the horror of the crucifixion was so great that their minds could not comprehend anything. We have heard the witness of Scripture time and time again. But don't we sometimes forget? We get caught up in the details of life. We turn to things for validation of our worth. Like the Jesus of our lesson today, sometimes it appears that he isn't here. The tomb is empty. The women at the tomb were directed to remember what Jesus taught them in Galilee, and the focus of their search was redirected. Their work was reassigned from attending to the chores of devastated mourners to being the first evangelists of the resurrection. Sometimes grace is found in difficult work. We heard of how the disciples and apostles thought that the women's report was an idle tale. I can see how this could happen. There was no body. The women did not actually see Jesus. Isn't that the challenge for us as believers too? We worship a risen Savior. We believe in the resurrection of the body and the communion of saints. How do we convince others of the living Christ with us when we have nothing but an empty tomb? Even Peter did not believe it, but had to see for himself. He ran to the tomb. He saw that there was no body. He saw the folded linens. But Peter did not return and tell anyone what he saw. He went home. Luke tells us that he was amazed. I imagine that he was more than amazed. He must have remembered that in Jesus' final hours, Peter denied knowing him three times. What if it was true and Jesus was alive? Would he be angry with Peter? Would he refuse to associate with Peter any longer? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. What can we learn from the earliest witnesses of the resurrection? What makes us resurrection people? Through the presence of an empty tomb, God calls on people to act. Those who follow in the pathway of the risen Lord are called to live differently. The good news is not something to observe. It is something that demands a response. The women told what they saw. Peter went home amazed. The resurrection is not an epilogue to Jesus' story. It is a game changer. The cross is not the end of the story. Once you have walked up to that empty tomb and seen it, you cannot go back to your life the way that it was. What does it mean to be resurrection people? It means that sometimes we will need to experience grief. It means that we go about the routine things that we need to do. It means that sometimes we forget and need reminding. It means that sometimes we won't be believed when we share our witness. It means that sometimes we won't believe just because someone tells us. It means that sometimes we will deny Jesus. It means that sometimes we will be amazed. It means that even when we don't see Jesus or know what he is doing, we know that he is alive and we will live because he lives. We are resurrection people, each one of us, just as God created us to be. We are resurrection people when we share the living Christ that dwells within us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.